everyone, welcome to the Anime Tea, where I break down visual storytelling in anime and sometimes manga. I'm Phoenix, the host of the podcast and YouTube channel, and today I have some awesome guests with me to discuss today's topic.
Hey guys, I'm Bethany.
Hey guys, I'm Jillian.
Hey guys, I'm Maya, and we're from the Everything Bagel crew.
Today we're going to be talking about the superhero sensation, My Hero Academia, or Boku no Hero, for the fans who want to call it that. And yeah, we have some interesting discussion to get into today. First things first, we need to talk about who our favorite characters are. So let me know, who are y'all favorite characters?
I will start. So I would say my favorite character is Deku. At first, I didn't really like him. I felt like he was too sensitive and he cried over every little thing. But as the anime went on, the seasons went on, I started to really like him as a character because I saw him grow and kind of mature, even though he is still young. And I just have a new appreciation for him.
So my favorite character would probably be Todoroki because he doesn't take crap from anybody, but is still like a decent person and still very nice, but can be mean when he wants to be.
I feel like Todoroki in general is just very dense, but I like that about him. Like, he
doesn't
understand
that.
I think it's funny.
A cool-headed, hot-headed.
Icy hot. Exactly.
Yes, icy hot. Exactly.
I would have to say Deku is my favorite character as well, mainly because of just his determination and, like, willpower. Obviously, if you guys have seen the show, he started off with, like, not having a quirk, but still applying to the school and everything. It was like, well, I'm going to try this out anyway. Like, we'll see how it goes. And it ends up working out for him. Mm-hmm. So I just like that he's not really immature in a lot of ways, like, as he progresses throughout the show. In the very beginning, like Beth said, like, he was very annoying because all he did was cry about his situations. But then there was a big turning point of him maturing and realizing that crying is not going to get him the answers that he needs. So he just, like, kind of toughened up after a while and kind of took from other characters to be like, okay, this inspires me and I want to be better. And he's constantly learning from his mistakes.
That is a great way to put it, Maya.
Yes, that was very eloquent. Very well done.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'll try. Deku lovers in the chat right now. I feel that. I understand. When I first watched My Hero Academia, Deku was also, like, my favorite character. He was best boy for all the reasons that Maya eloquently said. But over time, actually, my favorite character later on began to be Bakugo. And I don't know if anyone...
Really?
What?
I don't know if we have haters in the chat.
I cannot for the life of me stand Bakugo.
No. Nope.
I knew once you guys started talking about how you liked Deku, that I, as soon as I brought up Bakugo, people are going to be like, nope. No. But let me explain why. So Bakugo, he started off as a really awful, like, bully character that most people don't like and still don't like, and I can understand why. But I think because of Deku, because of their rivalry and their relationship, and Deku showing him that his insecurities are nothing, they're just insecurities. They don't define him. He's a better person than that. I think that's what made me really like him and, like, made him redeemable to me, because he's actually trying to not be so stuck in this idea that he has to be better than everyone else. He is trying, really trying, because of Deku and the other kids, to actually understand other people who are different from him. So that really got to me somehow. And he just being my favorite character. I also really like the hot-headed, like, characters in anime, I tend to. So that coupled with him actually trying to be a decent person,
I get it. Zai Hedonist kind of reminds me of Ichigo in a way, because he's also very hot-headed.
You know who it kind of not necessarily reminds me of, but I could see a Kyo in that too.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
It's that thing.
When you said
yes,
blonde hair energy.
It's the redhead characters. I kind of like that dynamic, though, between, like, Deku and, like, Bakugo being kind of, like, complete opposites, but somehow learning from each other. But Bakugo, that is his redeeming quality of like, okay, I need to learn from others and be more understanding and empathetic. That's his only demon quality for me, though. Like, everything else is annoying to me.
Yeah, no, same.
I feel like you can very, very, and when I say very, I mean very slowly, see Bakugo start to change a little bit.
Yeah.
Very. Like molasses slow. But I see it. I see it starting to come.
Yes, I feel that. Also, I think their energy, it may be even more that I just like the, like Maya said, the dynamic, because their rivalry, it keeps like the tension up in the show. Like, it gives Deku a reason to grow. I feel like one couldn't really be a good character without the other. They really feed off of each other's energy to like
become
better people. And I really
That's
like
very
that.
True. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. It's a very well done dynamic. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, well, let's talk about, speaking of dynamics, let's talk about favorite battles. What were some of your favorite battles from seasons 1-5 of My Hero Academia?
Mine would be Deku versus Todoroki, because
great fight.
This is when, like, you know, Todoroki, like, makes a stance, like, you know what, screw you, Dad, I ain't using your side of my powers, I'm just using my ice. And Deku makes him realize, like, you don't have to be defined by your dad, you know, make your power your own, or your quirk your own. And kind of like get some character development from Todoroki, and I liked that.
That is a good scene. I love how the visuals were when Deku and Todoroki both like in a way shot their power. I don't know how to describe it, but it was a really good scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like they both were kind of shocked at how powerful they were.
Right. But that also, I feel like, tying to what Phoenix said, it's a pretty good dynamic too, because Todoroki wouldn't have been able to accept the fire side of him more without Deku, you know?
Yeah.
And I like their friendship. I think it's cute.
Yeah.
I do like their friendship.
I wanted to add, I think Todoroki, like, I wish there was more of that dynamic with Todoroki and Deku, like, throughout the rest of the seasons, because, like, that episode and that battle was, like, it was so iconic. It was amazing, and just seeing them grow together. We need more of that. Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite fight scene was Deku versus Muscular. I can't remember what exact season it is, but it was when the students were in the training, kind of in the wooded area, and a whole bunch of villains kind of bombarded them and started to fight, and everyone had to fight. It was when Deku had to fight the guy Muscular, and he was protecting Koda, a little boy who had, I think, like water powers or something. But to me, it was the first real fight where Deku had to give it his all. And even though he was like badly injured and thought he was going to die, once he knew that the guy was going to try to kill Koda, he wouldn't let that happen and had to push past his limits. You know, both arms broken, tore up everything. But it was a turning point for me. And after that, I gained a lot of respect for Deku. So, like, it went from me looking at him as a crybaby all the time to me seeing, like, oh, wow, like, he's going to be really powerful one day, you know?
I love that scene. I think I watched that at least, like, 3 times. So I was just, like, in shock at how powerful Deku was getting. Yeah, I think it was great. My favorite scene or favorite fight would probably be between Deku and Bakugo. Like, right before, I believe it's right before, like, their Christmas special. And I actually rewatched it right before we started recording. And it just made me love it all over again. I think the whole dynamic between them, like we were talking about earlier, is very unique. And I love how they have, like, a kind of silent agreement of that they're rivals. And seeing that, how they play off each other and take from each other's, like, abilities and strengths and weaknesses, I loved it. And I love that this is the first time Deku, like, actually stood up for himself towards Bakugo. And he just was like, I'm not being, like, your little, like, pushover or whatever, like a doormat. Like, I'm going to, like, stand up for myself. I'm tired of this. I love the whole scene. And they both, like, kicked each other's butts. Like, it was so, it was so good.
So
it
was good.
So,
yeah. Yeah, and that was the one with, like, the fancy foot movement, right? Where they were like,
yes, where he literally almost kicked him in the face.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he almost kicked him in the face. And I love how he, like, quickly maneuvered, like, or Deku quickly maneuvered his moves to adapt to Bakugo's, because Bakugo was just, like, kind of blinded by, like, oh, well, this is your move now, so I'm going to just focus on dodging your kicks. And he immediately goes for a punch. And rewatching, so I rewatched the scene in, like, double speed. You guys have to watch it. Would recommend. The animation is hilarious because Bakugo's face goes flying. Oh my god, it was so satisfying. Hilarious.
I feel like a lot of that is because Deku's like obsessiveness over studying all these heroes. He knows Bakugo's moves.
Exactly.
Yeah. He knows what he's gonna do and how he's gonna move. And I feel like Bakugo looks at that and is like, well, now I have to, you know, I can't be predictable now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one of the things that's why I like Deku so much, is because he's so adaptable. Like, mm-hmm. most of the characters have not adapted that quickly.
I'm not here for the Bakugo getting beat up slander, but I agree.
Beat him up, Deku.
I mean, Bakugo definitely got his hits in.
He's still kind of lost, didn't he?
No. Mm-hmm. When we watched it, he actually won that fight.
Yeah, Bakugo won that one.
He did, but like, did he? Like,
but barely.
Barely, yeah.
Like, he wasn't happy about it.
No, he wasn't.
Have you guys seen the My Hero Academia, the second movie, at all?
No.
No. I didn't even realize that existed.
I knew there were movies. I just have not seen them yet.
Okay. I would only really recommend, like, the first two. Don't really watch the third one. It's not great. Sorry to slander that one. But the second one is pretty good, and there's a really good fight in there. But I won't spoil it for you guys. So I'll talk about a fight that happened in the show. I'm going to say the Deku versus Overload fight was my favorite as an animation fan. Like, step up in animation from, like, the first season to that season of Deku and, like, the kids fighting villains was insane. Like, the way that Deku, like, was able to hit Overload and his, like, there was zoom-ins of his eyeball, and we could see, like, every vein in his eye as he was being destroyed by
that's
Deku.
True. That was cool.
So that, for like the visuals alone, is one of my favorites. Plus, I just really liked Eri in season 5, and I liked that he kind of had to work with her in order to like actually use his abilities, and we got to see Eri's abilities, and she's really OP. Like, she is super overpowered.
She is.
And I wish we see, I hope we see more of her. We'll see. But I like that he kind of had to work with another quirk in order to use his quirk to fight this villain.
I will say, for Overhaul, they hyped him up so much. But
way too much.
I feel like he was kind of weak.
Yes. Like, he didn't have the best. I didn't like him as a character. Like, I don't think he had the best character dynamic or, like, powers, really. Mm-hmm. Literally, when I say I like this fight, it's literally for the...
The visuals.
And
like,
Eri. That's all.
I love Eri. I was like, you gotta love Eri.
Yes.
I would say though, his character honestly did kind of, I was about to say, when I first saw Overhaul, he not necessarily terrified me, but he did make me nervous for a little while, especially when they was trying to find him and find Eri. And what was his name who died? Why am I forgetting everyone's name now?
I know who you're talking about, but I can't.
He was underneath. Yes, he was underneath All Might. He used to work with him.
Oh,
something.
Night.
Yeah, I know you're talking about Night. I cannot remember his name,
but
either.
That's not his name.
I almost called him Night Owl.
I want to call him Night Eye. Is it Night Eye? What is his name?
Is it Night Eye? I think it may be Night Eye.
It is Night Eye, Sir Night Eye.
Okay.
So when Night Eye and everyone was fighting, it really had me kind of nervous. I was like, oh no, is this, you know, villain going to be that powerful? But then when they started fighting him, and I was like, oh, that was honestly pretty easy. I'm disappointed on how easy it was to beat him.
Speaking of that fight too, I am a little sad that Mirio, what happened to Mirio, that hurt me. Because his fights are also great. That's probably one of my other favorite fights from that season. It's just
so
Mirio
sad.
Beating everyone up.
They need to give him back his powers.
Yeah, he didn't deserve.
Yes, I do.
So, besides the battles, besides the characters, what other aspects of My Hero Academia do you all love? Like, what makes you really enjoy watching it? What makes it different from some other shonen series or action series that you've watched?
What I like in this one the most is that for the most part, the Korgs are accepted, and you know, they even created, you know, these schools so that these kids can like learn their Korgs and like how to control and use them to their fullest potential.
Definitely. That is true. They are pretty accepting of who's ever Korg, you know.
Yeah, and like for the most part, in other like what you see in like a lot of other, not necessarily animes, but in like shows, movies in general, like whenever there's like somebody or like a group of people who are different, it's always like those who are different versus like the quote unquote like normal people. So that's what I liked about this, is that it's more widely accepted.
I feel that.
Yeah. And I like that they bring up how Deku kind of was the other people. Like, he didn't have the quirk. And that's why, like, it's kind of, yeah, like you said, it's the opposite. It's usually the person who has the power is, like, the weird one. Whereas Deku was the one who didn't, and he was able to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To do what he wanted. So I would say that the best or the most interesting part of My Hero Academia to me is that they really try to explore kind of all the different aspects of hero society. Like, they show villains that are bad, but they have kind of these ideals that make sense. Like Stain, for example, in like season one, and how he's like, all these heroes are just here because they want money and fame. They don't actually want to save people. Like, I'm like, these, they're fake, basically. And on the opposite end, you know, we have like actual heroes who care about people, like All Might and Deku, and who actually want to save and care for people. So I like that there's just different dynamics of, it's not just one side versus the other side. It's not just a villain because he's a villain or a hero because he's a hero. We actually get to see why these characters are on the sides that they're on and their own reasons for doing things. Especially in season 5, Shigaraki. Mm-hmm. Like, it's bad. What he does is bad. I get that. But his whole backstory was tragic as heck. Like,
oh my goodness. It was so sad. Yes. I will say, though, I have neutral feelings about him killing his dad, because I was like, you kind of deserved it, but I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
Like, but it was also very interesting to find out that Shigaraki's grandmother is All Might's predecessor.
Yes.
I was like, what? My gosh. But kind of touching on what you said, Phoenix, that also shows, you know, the Liberation Group. There's a lot of pro heroes that are also in the Liberation Group, and they're like having to work, you know, on the side or kind of hide stuff until they can take over. So, and but then now they're teamed up with the League of Villains. So
yeah.
I don't know. You're confusing me at this point. You're a hero, but you're not.
Yeah.
You want to save people, but you also don't. But it also kind of goes into, you just want, for, like, you know, fame and money. I don't know. It's a lot.
But I kind of like that blurred line aspect. Like, there's heroes that are in between, like the Liberation Army, who are like, oh, we just want to have people to be able to use their quirks however they want without regulation. But at the same time, you can't just be villains. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I like that it's blurred. It's morally gray.
I love that.
And I love that there's actually another spin-off series to My Hero Academia called MHA Vigilantes.
Oh, really?
It's called Vigilantes. And it's basically, it's kind of like the origin story of Eraserhead and some of the other villains and people that weren't really in the hero society, but they were working as heroes, but they didn't want to be heroes. So I like that there's just kind of like this whole universe of characters.
Definitely have to check that out.
Yes, yes.
That sounds very interesting. Yes. I would say what I enjoy most about watching MHA is the characters, specifically everyone in Class A, Class B, well, Class 1A, Class 1B. I like seeing their interactions with each other, and even though they are still very young, they are maturing very quickly for their age, and I like them, you know, developing in themselves and kind of figuring out, you know, how to improve their quirks or whatever. But I also feel like it's kind of irresponsible for the, like, on the adults as well, because in a lot of situations, it's always the kids having to fight and not the experienced pro heroes. Yes. I feel like I'm always so nervous, like, oh my gosh, why do kids have to fight this villain? But it should be, oh, kids, you go, you know, study while the pro heroes fight. I don't know. I feel like they're always just put in a situation where they have to be grown and they're not, you know?
Yeah. Speaking on that real quick, I loved how in the last season they had like the whole school festival arc, and and like some fans were really upset about that. And I'm like, this is a school anime. This is called My Hero Academia. Why are you watching this show if you don't expect these kids to actually go to school and have fun? I don't
understand. They're literally in high school. I'm confused.
I enjoy that because I feel like there was a break from like all of the fighting and like high paced energy, and you got to see them actually just enjoying being kids.
Yeah, they're actually being themselves, you know. And I feel like it's the fact that in season 5 that they are letting them do the
exam for their pro hero license.
No,
the work study.
Thank you. It's the fact that they're letting them do the work study again because they know they have to prepare them to fight. And I'm just like, they always fighting somebody.
So what confused me is that, like, you're right, they always be fighting somebody, but at the same time, the adults are like, oh, you're not technically supposed to without, like, a license. But for the most part, they still be fighting anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Without any.
They said they had to prepare them quickly.
Yeah. Without any proper licenses.
You guys put like such like long and serious answers for why you enjoy the show, and I completely agree. So I'm gonna just keep mine really short and like sweet. I enjoy it just because it's lighthearted. It's one of those go-to shows for me where it's like I can just have this one in the background and either binge watch it or just not pay attention to it. And it's funny. So I don't know. Everything you guys said, but also it's just like I can binge this boy like really quickly. So yeah.
It's great to have on in the background. I think I rewatched like the first 3 seasons, like maybe like a year back when I was in school still. And just had it on in the background, like on the dub display. just to laugh and chill out. Those are great answers. Those were great responses. Even yours, Maya, that's okay. It doesn't have to be long-winded.
Thank you.
Especially like mine. I get all deep.
No, I feel that though.
But yeah. So now that you've given your reasons as to why you enjoy the series, an interesting question I have for you is, do you think My Hero Academia is possibly losing popularity, or will it or can it compete with some of the other anime that's coming out right now, because so many popular shows are just coming out and being so like hyped up? Do you think it can compete with the hype?
Yeah, I think it does. Like you mentioned in our notes and stuff about Jujutsu Kaisen, and I feel like those two kind of, for me at least, are like neck and neck as far as popularity, and them still actively having like mangas coming out. And both fan bases are huge. So I think it's definitely still going to be around for a while. I will say, though, that some of the fan base can be quite toxic. So hopefully that gets better. But, yeah.
I completely agree. In my notes that I wrote for this specific question, I said that MHA does have a big fan base, even though they can get out of hand at times. It's real bad. I don't like it. But MHA, I feel like, is super popular up there with Jujutsu Kaisen. I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen has, like, recently got super popular, you know? While MHA is about to go on their 6th season, and it's still very popular, and I feel like it's continued to grow. Overall, I feel like it's an interesting storyline. The characters are very likable, and I think they have a lot in store, especially as the story progresses, because I feel like this is like one of those slower animes, and you see the potential in it, especially. They can like drag this out for a while as the characters grow and age and things like that. So I feel like it definitely competes with other upcoming and newer animes.
I was just going to say, because you mentioned it being, like, drawn out, I feel like it's just getting started. Like, even though, yes, there's 6 seasons, there's so much more that could be developed with the characters that it definitely could be drawn out. So
that's what I'm talking about. Like, not necessarily like, it's still going, but, like, there's so much more that they can say with it.
I definitely think it can compete with the new content, as long as, like, it's written well, because I agree, there's definitely, like, a lot they can say, but I hate when they drag stuff out, and it's starting to feel like that to me a little bit. And, like, I just want, like, more character development and, honestly, more interesting villains, because I feel like most of the villains have just been not that, like, powerful for real, and just not, like, very, like, oh my god, like, it's just,
Yeah, because I think, like, a lot of the villains, speaking to, like, Jill's point, a lot of the villains that are, like, the big baddies are really only Shigaraki and All for One. And we don't really get to see All
for One. And I want more. Yet. I want more of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do agree that sometimes the villains besides Shigaraki and All for One and, like, the main League of Villains group kind of are lackluster when it comes to
they are
like, they just can't compete, because I don't know, is it because the other
right? To me, I feel like they're almost comical.
I would even say I was going to bring up the movies one more time. In the movies as well, unfortunately, the villains for them are not as strong either, and it kind of, that's the only thing that kind of sucks, because the show doesn't really do fillers, you know, like Bleach and Naruto, you know. They went on for a long time because they had a lot of filler seasons. But My Hero Academia doesn't. Mm-hmm. But for some reason in their movies, they like to. And then it's like, it's a, it's a interesting battles, great animation. But why do we have these boring villains?
Right.
Go ahead, Beth.
who die in like 2 seconds.
Yeah. I agree with all y'all. I wish I had like a hot take and was like, nope, it's going to drown because all these other animes are better. But I really don't think that's the case, because it's stuck around for, is this its like 5th or 6th year? Yeah, it's been 6 seasons, like 6 years that this anime has been out, and the fan base has only gotten bigger each time. So I don't think it's going anywhere. And I think it provides a good balance with all the other shows that are starting to come out, because Chainsaw Man and Jujutsu Kaisen even get pretty dark. They get a little mature and like scary horror, kind of go into like that aspect. They're more gruesome, I should say. And My Hero Academia has some gruesome parts, but for the most part, it keeps it pretty light. And I think that's what we need. We need a good balance of like the light and dark for our anime watching needs. So,
Definitely. Yeah, I agree. 100% agree.
Oh, Phoenix, I wanted to ask you, because you did mention it, and mentioned heaping up with other shows coming out. Is there any other shows that you're looking forward to coming out, like, soon for this year?
I mean, the entire fall season is going to be fantastic. Like, it's going to be
beautiful.
It's going to be terrible for my mental health, but it's going to be fantastic for to watch. Because, you know, Chainsaw Man is so dark. Bleach, I'm so excited for.
Same.
I read the manga, but and it's really good, but I know there's some aspects that's gonna make me a little sad. And so all the ones that are coming out, I'm excited, but with a sense of caution, like I need to not binge them all at the same time.
Yep. Cause you can easily binge shows. It's kinda scary how quickly you can go through them.
Yeah, truly.
Because like, that's definitely what I did.
I like to binge.
I need to know what happened next. Like, yes. Forget the commercials. Keep going. I don't care if it's 2 in the morning. Keep going.
I've stayed up a plenty of nights.
Do you watch things weekly as they come out for, like, new shows for new seasons?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Sometimes the one that I was watching, like weekly as of late had been Attack on Titan. But after a while, I was like, I'm going to just wait till the rest of the episodes come out and then watch it. But then it was like, I have to wait again.
Honestly, I feel like I'm more that speed. I get annoyed if like it's a good cliffhanger, and now I have to wait a whole week for it to come out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, let me not watch it. Let me just wait a little while. I'll forget about it. And then I'm like, oh, I need to finish that one show. And then all the episodes are there and I'm good.
I said, I feel that, but I'm too impatient. So I have to watch it episode by episode if it's currently running.
I'm very forgetful, so I can forget about it for at least a month or two.
You guys are like the mid, like the complete opposites, and I'm just like the mid person. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter. It depends on the show.
Same. We're on the same wavelength. Because yeah, I'm just like, it depends on the show. If I could chill and watch it, or I can watch it every week. I don't really mind either mm-hmm. way. Speaking of seasonal anime and anime returning, it's a good transition. What are you guys' thoughts on My Hero Academia Season 6 airing this fall alongside all this other great anime that I just mentioned? What are you looking forward to? And yeah.
I feel like I'm looking forward to how Shiggy is going to turn out. Mm-hmm. Just recently watching Season 5, I never really took Shigaraki super seriously, but seeing how he is starting to grow and how his power is evolving and how he doesn't have to necessarily just touch you, but he can like, it's like a radius, and I'm just like, uh-huh. And then him getting experimented on from the doctor, hopefully he turns out to be a powerful villain. So I'm looking forward to how they will, I guess in a way, make him. And then I am also curious to see if Hawks will get caught, since he's been playing the double agent role for a while. Mm-hmm. Every time he's somewhere, I don't know, I start to get nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, are they going to find out that he's actually lying, mm-hmm. trying to pretend, you know, to get closer? So hopefully they don't kill him off.
I forgot about him.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they don't kill Hawks off. Like, I don't know, people simp over him, but he's just very neutral to me. I don't, you know, I like him. I also don't like mm-hmm. him. Eh. And then.
You grew on me.
Yeah, that's neutral for me. And so then I'm also curious to see how Endeavor's relationship with his family continues to grow, because, you know, obviously he was very abusive, caused yes. his wife to go insane, but you see him trying hard now to become the father and husband that he never was. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see if they go more into their first son's background, what happened to him, if they end up becoming a family again or whatever. Like, I still don't really like Endeavor, but yeah. curious to see like how they'd go about that.
There's so much I have to bite my tongue because I've read the manga, but I
do know something about something with Endeavor's family, but I won't say it. But I do know.
I'm sure
just
so
and waiting. Right, I'm like, I'm just waiting to see like when they actually say it. You know,
for me, I don't care if Endeavor patches his family, because I don't know. It's just like, I get that he wants to change, but at the same time, like, I don't care. I don't care for you. So it's I'm done with you.
I love it.
But I am. But I am interested in like Shigaraki, and like I really hope he turns into a very powerful villain, like Bethany said.
I love that Jill was just like, forget Endeavor and his kids. I'm here for these fights.
Right.
Hear it.
I mean, I still love Todoroki, but Endeavor, no.
Yeah, I don't like Endeavor, but I'd rather him change than for him to still be the asshole he was.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I am looking forward to, besides obviously all the stuff with Endeavor and Todoroki and their whole family dynamic and toxicity, and whatever is going on with Deku and his powers growing. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the older, like, characters fighting. So the older, like, classmates and even some of the teachers, if they get involved with stuff. Like, I'm really looking forward to that. And besides that, obviously the stuff with Shiggy and, like, how powerful he's going to get if he's even able to be defeated, like, at all. Like, any of that stuff. Like, I'm really interested in it. And seeing a little bit more from like some more of the side characters, like honestly, I love Froppy, and I would love to see her more. Like, that's she's like one of my favorite characters, and I don't see her enough.
Froppy is best girl. Mm-hmm.
I also am excited. Hopefully, they touch on it more. Aizawa and President Mike's friend, who mm-hmm. they thought died.
Oh, yeah.
But they know that he turned into, I forgot his name.
Something. Yeah.
Yes. Who protects Shiggy. I wonder if they're going to be able to bring him out of that, because obviously he was turned or brainwashed or experimented on by that doctor in the hospital. So I'm curious to see if they're going to be able to bring their friend back out of that.
Yeah, that was a crazy kind of plot twist that they introduced at the, mm-hmm. at the end of season 5.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. I'm trying not to give anything away. Very interesting. Yeah, totally agree. I'm going to add to Maya's point, actually, and say I am also excited to see the pro heroes, the older adult heroes, in action. And it shows us in the trailer, actually. So I don't want to seem like I'm giving a spoiler, but in the trailer, they show a hint at a fight that Mirko is going to do.
Yes, so, I saw that.
I am so hyped. When I tell mm-hmm. you, when I will be sitting at my screen ready for this fight to go down, because I love Mirko so much. I just want all the content of her. Mm-hmm. But
yes.
Yes. I can't wait. It's going to be
awesome. Yeah, I agree. I agree, because we really don't see the older heroes fight for real. So it'll be nice to see more of their like power sets.
Yeah. That and the teachers and like, you know, it feels like a really big battle. Like a big battle is coming. So the teachers mm-hmm. and the pro heroes really need to step up and protect these kids for once. Because, geez,
I know, right?
Like Beth said,
I love that you say "for once."
There are a couple times where the adults took charge, but majority of time it's always the kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the first season, because like, the kids, sometimes they were just thrown into those battles. Like, you know, they didn't mean to get caught up at the training facility, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that just happened. There was no pro heroes really there to help them. Mm-hmm. But the other times, like, every other time, there was no pro heroes at all. Like, y'all could have called somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, moving into the last section of today's podcast. This is actually something I got inspired by after going to DreamCon. Which I need to make a podcast episode on. I forgot. Anyway, that's going to come soon. There was a lot of people kind of just talking about their hot takes on their favorite anime series and like popular and unpopular opinions about mm-hmm. them. And it started really fun conversations. Sometimes they got a little out of hand, but for the most part, they were pretty fun, sane conversations about, you know, poking fun at different aspects of shows in anime and things like that. So are there any particular hot takes, unpopular opinions, even popular opinions if you want to go that route, or least favorite characters or parts of the series of My Hero Academia that you want to talk about?
So, Phoenix, you're going to be upset with me, but I apologize.
Go ahead. This is what this section is for.
Still can't stand Bakugo. He's the chihuahua. That's what I think of when I think of Bakugo.
Not the chihuahua.
A chihuahua who constantly yaps and bites at your ankles, little ankle biter. And he just annoys me. I don't know. I don't see how everyone simps over like him and Dobby. Plus they're kids. I mean, obviously if they're the same age as the character, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like Bakugo is a little too cocky for his own good. But like I said earlier in the podcast, I am starting to see a change. So I could not stand the sight of him at first. But now it's like, all right, I see you and I'm annoyed, but it's not as bad as it was.
I feel that. I'm going to let you have your opinion. Go ahead.
And I'm sorry, Phoenix. I'm going to have to agree with Beth. I find him very annoying. And I just... Especially the very beginning, like, always turned everything into a competition. It's like, why does it always have to be a competition?
Mm-hmm. I will say I like Bakugo's nickname for Todoroki, Icy Hot. I was like, okay, that's pretty clever. I'll give it to you.
I love that.
Didn't he use it as his hero name? Or no? Isn't that Todoroki's hero name?
I think it's hot and cold.
So, isn't it?
No, it's hot and cold, I think. And then Icy Hot is just like his nickname.
Honestly.
Honestly, Icy Hot would have been better.
Yeah, I would say Icy Hot is a little better.
I guess the only hot take I have is I hate how some of the characters are drawn. I was rewatching it a couple days ago, and I think I paused on, or Beth, you had paused on some character, and I was just like, who the heck is that? Didn't remember what the character looked like. They were just drawn in the weirdest way possible. And some of the quirks that, and or the names the quirks are, is just so simple. And sometimes I don't like it. Like even with Froppy, I love her, but it's just, oh, frog.
Yeah.
That's it. That like that's it.
Yeah.
Her quirk is
It doesn't seem
literally a
like
frog. No, no
yeah,
other
just frog.
explanation.
Right.
Right.
She literally does everything a frog does. I'm like, okay, all right. That's nice.
And I need more. I want more, you know? It's just like, yep, that's it. Or, oh my gosh, the one guy with the guns. It's just like guns are
It's
just
just
as
guns.
powerful. Just guns.
Oh, I looked it up. Todoroki's hero name is Shoto.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna tell you. I looked
Oh.
it up.
Mm-hmm. Literally his name.
Yes, literally his name.
So yeah, stuff like that. It's just like it just kind of bugs me because I guess I wanted more out of it. But as far from the writer's perspective, I guess they just like, we're just gonna keep this short and sweet because there's too many characters to try to go through. So I get it, but
Yeah.
it kind of annoys me.
And
Is
each of
it what
okay.
someone's quirk like engine or something like that too?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What is his name?
Their
Ida.
friend.
Ida, yeah. The
Yes,
My Hero.
Ida.
Yes.
The My Hero
Also,
Academia
hot take,
fans.
Ida might be best boy.
Yes.
I
He's
see it. I
pretty
see
good.
it.
He's a pretty good boy. I like him.
What were you saying, Phoenix?
Sorry, I was gonna say that My Hero Academia fans are gonna be upset with us because I even or me specifically, because I can't even remember the names of some of the characters. Y'all,
I
there's
know.
so many characters, okay? Like,
There's too many.
listen, I know them. My brain is just fogging up right now, I promise.
Yes.
I know the characters.
Yes, like
I
I
know
said.
the characters, but I'm just bad with names. I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
Can't be helped. It's a very full anime. Very full characters.
Yeah.
I want to see everyone else's powers as well. Even though they go through everyone's quirks in Class 1A, you never see them fight for real. They're just, the back burner characters like
Yeah.
Jiro, her, getting more
Dinky.
power, Denki, all of that. I forgot the one who has the multiple arms.
I don't even know his name. I don't think
Oh,
I've ever known his
girl.
name.
Again,
You
there's
see what I
like 20
mean?
character. There's
Exactly.
20 characters alone. 20 class characters in the classroom. How are we supposed to remember all of them?
Exactly. Exactly. I was
Too
like, I
many.
know them.
Too
I know
many.
them by face, but names may, slip my mind once in a while.
Exactly. You can't remember all of them. That's why there's literally a character in there that like they make fun of him because he's so basic. The one with
Right.
the tail curved back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
He literally just looks
my
like a
God.
lion.
Yeah. He's just a tail. That's all he can do. He's just a tail.
I think his name is Shoji.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I agree. Oh, actually, I would say watch the movies then if you want to see like the characters like actually all fighting together. That's like one of the things that the movies actually are able to showcase. The first two, they actually showcase them like fighting everyone in class 1A. So that, and they kind of did it a little bit with the class 1B fight when they were fighting in the winter and they were all fighting against each other. And we got to see a little bit more. Like I got to see Kendo, fighting against Momo, which I liked because I like Kendo as a character, but she's in 1B. She's a girl with a giant fist. So I like
Forgot
her.
about her.
They were in the pageant together, right?
Yeah, I just like her character, but we never see her because she's in 1B. So,
They don't care about Class 1B.
yeah.
Not
They do not.
Yes, and even though some of those characters might be stronger than some Class 1A characters, but that's a whole other discussion.
I feel like the one character I like from Class 1B is Tetsu Tetsu. Because he's just like Kaminari.
Yeah.
I love him.
They're so cute. That kind of was my hot take that Class 1B is stronger than Class 1A and for most of them. But the other thing I was going to say, I would say, since unfortunately, not because y'all said this, but because this is how I felt before this conversation started, so don't come for me. Is that Deku is a good character, but I'm not here for people saying that he's the best NPC around, like he's the best main character of all the shonen shows.
No, I wouldn't say so.
Just because I love that he cries. I love that. He's a soft boy and he's great.
He is a soft boy.
But that does not mean that he's like the best of the best. So that's all.
I agree. He's not the best. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, Phoenix, we weren't going to come for you.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
You can't completely slander you on your own show.
Right.
No, I mean, you can. I mean, this.
Your listeners going to be like, who the hell are these girls?
An opinion is an opinion. It's fine.
It's totally. It's my opinion.
Exactly. Well, thank y'all so much for your takes on My Hero Academia. Thank you for talking to me about it. And I want people to know where they can find y'all. They kind of know who y'all are, but where can they find y'all and what kind of content do you guys do?
So you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at the Everything Bagel Crew, or on Twitter at Bagel_crew. And we kind of, you know, do a little bit of everything, like our name is. We'll do, you know, talk about anime or talk about Marvel, or even just do like some self-care, or, you know, like a get to know us
thing we really want to talk about in the moment. That's usually how it goes.
Yes,
I love the self-care one. That's so important.
Very important.
It is.
And everyone listening to this should go listening to that episode as well. Yes. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to plug y'all too. Yeah, I was gonna say they have a whole episode about Bleach, you know, another favorite show in the
anime. Yes,
yes. I was gonna say we just did a podcast where we talked about Fruits Basket, so yes.
Mm-hmm.
Great things to look at.
Which is actually uploaded now, and we did tag you, Phoenix, into it as well. Well, we usually make an Instagram story the day after, and we'll tag you in it and everything, so definitely check it out.
That's funny, because I was literally looking at y'all's podcast.
Oh, really?
Today. And I was like, oh, okay, did they update? I was like, okay, not yet. Okay, I'll wait. No pressure, but yay. So yes, go listen to that. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week, and I hope everyone has a safe and awesome afternoon. Bye.
Yes, thanks for having us.
No problem. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye.